Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is continuing for Shabbat Vayishlach. We are starting Perek Zayin, the seventh chapter of Yuma. Ba lo Kohen Godol Likrot. The Kohen Godol comes to read from the Sefer Torah. Imrotza Likrot bebigdei vutz. Kore, if he wants to read with his special linen garments, the very expensive linen garments that he uses in the Kodesh Kodashim, in the temple building, he can keep those on for the time being and go ahead and read in those. Now, this is a bit of a chiddush that Mefarshim say, even though it's not specifically an avodah, you know, it's not one of the sacrificial rites, it's not one of the official avodot, but he could still keep them on. He has permission, the Kohen Gadol has permission, to continue to wear these special begodim while he's reading the Torah, even though it's not officially an avodah. So he could wear in that, imlo, if he doesn't want to wear those special garments, he can put on his own white robe and read in that instead. We're going to see pretty soon he's going to wash up and put back on the big day zahav, the regular golden garments that the Kohen Gadol wear for other avodos. That's coming up. So what do they do with the Sefer Torah? To read Chazan HaKnesset, the Chazan. Now, Chazan is usually a singer, but here it means really the Gabbai, the man in charge of giving out aliyot and making sure the Beit Knesset at the temple is taken care of. Notel Sefer Torah, he takes out the Sefer Torah. Notno the Rosh Knesset, he gives it to the head of the synagogue. The Rosh Knesset, and the head of the synagogue, notel the Skon, gives it to the Skon, the deputy Kohen. The Skon, notel the Kohen Gadol. And the deputy Kohen gives it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Omed, he stands in Mekabel V'Korev Omed. And he takes the Sefer Torah and he reads it standing up. V'Korev Acharei Mos, the famous Parsha Acharei Mos in Vayikra, V'Ach Be'Asar, and also the section of Ach Be'Asar on the 10th of the month, talking about the laws of Yom Kippur. V'Golol Sefer Torah, then he rolls shut the Sefer Torah V'Nicho Becheiko and holds it in his chest, V'Omer, and he says, Yoter Mimosha Karati Lefenechem, Ketuv Khan. There's more written in the Sefer Torah than what I read to you. Now, the reason he does this is because he's going to read another section by memory. He's going to recite, really, not read it. And so he wants to show them it's not missing. He wants to tell everyone it's not missing from the Sefer Torah, but the Gemara explains it would be a tircha. It would be an incredible schlep to roll the Sefer Torah to the Book of Numbers for this next section. And in Chumash Pekodim, he reads this section about the 10th, about Yom Kippur, from Chumash Pekodim is numbers, Pekodim is counting, Kore Al Pei, he recites from memory. Again, as the Gemara explains, you don't want to have everybody wait and get annoyed and be looking at their sundial, they didn't have wristwatch back then, and wondering what's going on, so he recites it from memory. Mevarech Aleha, and he makes brachot after reading the Torah, Shmona brachot, eight blessings, Ala Torah, on Torah, Ala Vodah, on the sacrificial official rites, Al HaHodah, a blessing of thanks, Al Mechilat Avon, a blessing that Hashem is forgiving our sins, Al HaMikdash, on the temple, Bifnei Atzma, Val Yisrael, Bifnei Atzma, and about Am Yisrael also, Al Yishalayim, Bifnei Atzma, and also about Yerushalayim, Al Kohanim, Bifnei Atzma, and a separate blessing on the Kohanim, Val Shara Tfilah, and a blessing on the rest of the prayer. And the Gemara explains that's a Baruch Shomei Tfilah, a special. It's interesting because the Gemara in Brachos talks about this prayer. If somebody doesn't really have time to pray and they're in a situation that's a little pressed, they could recite this special prayer to save us from troubles and end Shomei Tefillah. Now Mishnah Beit explains, Haroe Kohen Gadol Kashu Kure, somebody who sees the Kohen Gadol reading, meaning he's in the Ezros Nashim, in the women's courtyard in the temple where the Kohen Gadol's reading, Eino Roe Par Vasir Nisrafim. He can't see the bull and the goat that are taken out to be burned, as we said at the end of chapter 6, because that's outside of Yerushalayim. Haroe parvasir nisrafim, someone who's out there seeing the burning, and roe kohen gadol kshukure, can't see the kohen gadol in the temple at the same time. Lo b'nei en rashai, not because he doesn't have permission, eshai d'derech rechoka, but only because it's far away, malachet shneim shavak achad, and they're doing both of these malachot, both of these actions at the same time. So the Bartner explains the Chiddush in this Mishnah is you might have thought, well, once the Kohen Gadol starts reading, you don't even have permission to leave. Like once you're involved in watching a mitzvah, you know, we have a concept, if you're doing a mitzvah, we don't stop in the middle of the mitzvah and do something else, even a different mitzvah. You might have thought even if you're watching someone, listening to someone do a mitzvah, you don't have permission to leave. The Mishnah is really teaching, well, a person would in theory have permission to leave if they could go to the other mitzvah, but it's just so far away that they can't get there, so you can't leave anyway because you're not going to get there in time. Yashar Kochem, Shabbat Shalom, and a good Geben Shabbos.